What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Depot. So tonight we're going to do something that's probably never been done on the Nerd of God Daily Depot before. We're going to talk about sports ball. I know the majority of the Nog Squad and the crew themselves are not huge sports fans, outside of maybe Neff and Steven, and a few others in the squad, I'm sure. But sports has always been a big part of my life. But less talking about sports, I want to talk about a song. A song that makes a very specific sports reference. I'll try and explain. Hopefully it works out. I'm a big fan of Toby Mac, and a song that came out from him, I think a year or so ago, from a series of unreleased tracks, is called Driving Me. In the second verse, makes a reference, and I'll bet you're opening my eyes to a better way. Two steps, cross them up, take them in the paint. Look them in the eyes and throw the lob, and let the big man go and finish the job. So what we're talking about is basketball. The concept of, you know, when you have the ball, making a move to kind of confuse your opponent, that would be the crossing them up, or a crossover, trying to send them one direction while you go another. Moving into the paint, which is the part of the basketball court near the hoop, where the basket is, where you attempt to score. And then throwing the lob, which is the concept of tossing the ball in the air and letting one of your teammates probably have a slam dunk at that point. The ball goes up to them, they catch the ball, slam dunk, crowd goes wild, and it's super cool. Lobs and slam dunks are a big part of the game, especially now. There was the Lob City days in Los Angeles for a long time where you got to see some super cool things. But the thing Toby says that sticks out to me is let the big man go and finish the job. In basketball, the big man is probably the center, your power forward, who is most adept at going up over other people and slamming the ball down. But I think where Toby's going with this, I may be wrong, is the idea of starting on our journey, but understanding that sometimes we have to give up the ball, give up what it is we're trying to accomplish to God, and let him go and finish it. Let the big man go and finish the job. I think it's something I'm bad at doing. I think a lot of times as Christians, we struggle to think we can do things on our own when we need to trust God to do them or help us with them. To let him walk the journey with us and help us finish the things we're starting or trying to accomplish. Because in a lot of cases, we can't do them without him. In Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." God's right there. God's always going to be right there with us, whether we're driving to the hole, you know, throwing the lob to him, or we're going to take the shot, or whatever it is, however you want to approach the basketball metaphor. God's right there. God's always right there. And he wants to help. He is going to be the big man. He's going to be down there. And he's going to try and help us finish, but we have to let him. I encourage you guys to take advantage of the opportunities we have to get God's help, because sometimes it's just better to have God help us finish something. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast awesomeness, check out the podcast wherever fine shows are consumed, or head over to the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. For the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, until next time, I'm Ryan, and remember, let the big man go and finish the job.